This is Close Up Fort Mill Tiga K, presented by Piedmont Medical Center. You won't believe what's in your own backyard. Carmen Miller Realty Group. Live where you love and love where you live. And by Kuster Commercial. Commercial real estate for the Carolinas. Now, live from the Toast Cafe, here is Patty Mercer.
Hello and welcome to Close Up Fort Mill TKK. I'm Patty Mercer. Yes, we are live today from Famous Toastery, and you gotta love where you live. And I tell you, what makes it even better? A great library. My guest today is the executive director for the York County Library, Jason Hyatt. Good to have you back on Close Up, my friend. How you been?
I've been great. Thank you. It's good to be back.
Well, tell me, for some of our listeners who may have not heard our first interview, how was it, a year ago?
Yeah.
It's been a while.
It has been a while.
Tell us a little bit about you.
A little bit about me.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Well, I have my bachelor's and master's of library science from UNC Greensboro. I'm a Charlotte native, dog lover. I like to water ski. I love the mountains. And no surprise, I'm a book lover. So
you gotta love the book.
You know, and I like ebooks and traditional print books. So I've got a lot of things on my Kindle and a lot of books on my nightstand. So.
Well, I would expect nothing less
yes.
than you being a sponge as it relates to great words on paper or in the digital world on your smartphones and devices, right?
It's hard to keep up.
It is.
New stuff every day.
Well, it's also, your job is not just about books. It's very multi-layered. Really, as executive director, as it relates to budget, that is your accountability, your responsibility. When does your fiscal year begin and end?
Our fiscal year begins on July 1st, so it ends on June 30th. So we're on the same fiscal year calendar as York County.
And I think people might be surprised to think to sort of step back and think about the library in terms of the budgeting and the numbers. So under your leadership as executive director, what are some of the responsibilities that you have?
I'm responsible for being accountable to the Board of Trustees. They're the group of people who report back to the county council representatives. So they're kind of the council representatives to the library. My responsibility includes making sure that we pass a budget every year, that it's passed by the board and the county council, as well as supervising day-to-day operations, working with our management team, and we're also currently in the strategic planning process. So there's a lot that falls under the umbrella of library director.
And a lot of accountability as that
yes.
Goes as well, with a 10-member board that take what you feel is in the best interest of the library and then presenting that to York County Council, and then they vote. And this process is in place because as residents of York County, we also have some sweat equity
yes.
in our library.
Absolutely.
We want to make sure that it's what we contribute financially is being used responsibly.
Yes, we get the majority of our funding from York County. And we're always thankful for the county council when they approve our budget. This year they approved our full budget request, so it's a very strong budget year for us. We also receive funding from the state library, and that goes to books and materials, electronic resources. But our primary source is the county, and so we're very mindful of how much support they give us.
And when we look at the library as a, you know, operating business, you've got payroll, you've got personnel. About how many employees do you have?
We hover around 105 to 109.
Mm-hmm. And then how many branches?
We have 5 branches.
Okay, great. And then you have tons of volunteers.
Tons of volunteers, especially with our Friends of the Library. They're our support organization, so they have lots of volunteers, members.
So how big is the budget?
Our budget this year is right around $7 million.
Okay. Well, I tell you one thing. When I see all that you're doing at the library, of course, we have Stacy Williams who comes in to WRHI and gives us the update on seasonal programs and all the things that it's almost like you guys are always putting together something for the rest of us just to come and enjoy for all ages.
Yes.
Not just little ones, but older people, empty nesters, just whatever it is that you have you have a question, the library has an answer.
Yes, and we try to offer programs and book clubs for all ages and all interests, you know, whether you're into gardening or your genealogy or crafting. We try and offer programs and book clubs that meet those needs. So it's a great place for people to connect, to meet new friends, old friends. We've got some people that have been in book clubs together for years at the library that are longtime friends. So for us, it really is about connecting the community.
It really is. And it's not, when you think of the library, some people thought the library, the brick and mortar concept would be long gone, that it would be a dinosaur. And yet again, every time I hear about things that you're doing from the internet aspect, from the genealogy, these are very up-to-date current things happening. You guys even have tax people that come in and help people in our community that need a little assistance with getting their tax prep done.
Yes.
How do you manage to do this, and what would you say to people that feel the brick and mortar library is a dinosaur?
We get that a lot. We manage to do it through a really hardworking team. We've got a great, great workforce at the library, really creative people. And for folks who think the library is a dinosaur, I would tell them to just drop by one of our branches on a Wednesday in the summer and see it packed full of kids for programming. You know, we still have extremely high demand for print materials, circulate over 1 million items a year. So our ebook circulation is up, but we also have very strong numbers for traditional print materials.
And as it relates to memberships, I know that in terms of finances and budget, that is an accountability, but you are also held accountable for knowing the growth patterns, the number of members. How do you keep up with all that?
A number of ways. We study the demographics. We look at population, census data. We also stay connected through some professional organizations like the American Library Association and the Public Library Association. They really keep their finger on the pulse of library trends. So it kind of is a trickle-down effect. And we see a lot of ideas and a lot of inspiration from what's happening at other libraries across the country.
And I see right here in York County how your local library becomes the nucleus. In fact, if you're new to the area, and we know we're getting a lot of new residents into York County, the library is a great first stop, or a list of those things
yes.
that we have to do when we move.
Yes, absolutely.
What do you find at the library that you wouldn't know?
Oh, gosh. Free Wi-Fi, access to Ancestry.com, an entire local history section at our main library in Rock Hill, children's sections and teen sections in all of our branches. I think you just find a little bit of everything.
And these things that are free, is that the benefit of having a library card?
Yes.
Wow. How much does it cost to get a library card?
It's free to get a library card.
It's free.
So everybody who lives and goes to school in York County can get a library card for free.
So if you have, let's say, some overdue books and you go to check something out, is there an expiration date, or will that overdue fine always find you?
It'll find you, but we do have some...
I say that, I'm speaking from personal experience.
It'll stay there, but we do have some opportunities throughout the year where people can pay down their fines through donating food and some... We did an amnesty week for a recent library card campaign, so there are opportunities, and we're always willing to work with folks if the fines have crept their way up to a high level.
This is what I love, because it is about community. You as the director really changed the logo. You simplified it, and you brought in more of a technology, I think, component. Tell me about your thoughts behind that.
Well, we just felt it was time for the library to embrace an updated image. A lot of people still associated libraries just with books, which they should, you know, libraries and books go together, but there's so much more, and so we wanted a logo that was simple, clear. It doesn't, you know, it could be, you could interpret it as a page in a book or a chat bubble or a pop-up window, so it doesn't really stand for anything except a clean, clear way to identify York County Library. And that's around the same time we went with the new tagline, Your Community Link, because we really do aim to be the link between information and programs and resources with everyone. And it's been a very positively received campaign as we've gone through the new logo and our new website as well.
I think that the library, a lot of us think of, you know, we've got to be really, really quiet or somebody might yell at us, and we don't like to be yelled at. But really, I mean, we still want to use indoor voices, but there is the opportunity for collaboration even within the library.
Absolutely. And we say we're not a quiet library, so we don't do the shushing. There are quiet areas in our branches where people can find a quiet spot. But we have a lot of programs that are really noisy and boisterous, and we do special programs for teens. We've started doing sensory story times for children and families that may have sensory processing issues or being on the autism spectrum.
So we're talking about children that may not have the skill yet to be able to sit still and listen to a story.
Right. So they have an opportunity to be in an environment where they can be completely comfortable, where the person leading the story time is flexible and knowledgeable about the different behavioral needs, and it gives a chance for the parents to kind of socialize and connect and meet others that are dealing with the same types of issues.
Sure. And so often, if your child is the one that is not able to sit still and listen to the story, you can feel very isolated as that parent. You feel like you get the hairy eyeball from everybody, like, can't you just control your kid? But when you have a child that's challenged by sensory issues, it's not only helping them fall in love with reading and learning and exercise and practice, but it's also helping those parents connect with other parents that are challenged with some of the same things.
Yes, they can share resources with each other. I observed a sensory story time recently, and you know, that was one of the things that impressed me the most, was how the parents were connecting with each other while their children were engaged in the story time.
I think that's fabulous, and another example of how you are really meeting the needs of the community by understanding what the community is dealing with and meeting the challenge of that. And then you got books to support anything that you
Absolutely.
Want to learn a little bit more about.
That's right. We have books. We have, you know, we also have our virtual library, which is full of e-books and downloadable content, databases, all kinds of resources online.
And we're seeing so much of education, even within our public schools, that are moving into technology, and with that comes needing a way to get homework done.
Yes.
You know, through technology, not everybody has the technology at home to do it. And then when we talk about Wi-Fi, that can be a cost and an expense that just isn't in the budget. When we come back, I want to talk about this T-Mobile hotspots, which is something new. And we're going to get the inside scoop on what that's all about and how you can virtually check out
Absolutely.
Wi-Fi.
Yes.
Awesome. So lots more coming up with the executive director for the York County Library, Jason Hyatt. I want to just let you know we are live today from Famous Toastery right here in TKK. And Close Up is made possible because of Piedmont Medical Center. You won't believe what's in your own backyard. Houston commercial real estate for the Carolinas. Miller Realty Group, live where you love and love where you live. And of course, our co-sponsor, York Electric Cooperative, providing safe, reliable, affordable, and environmentally responsible electrical power. Let's find out about those hotspots in just a few. Stay tuned.
Located in Fort Mill, the Custer Companies continue to create value throughout the Carolinas. Our multidiscipline team with extensive project experience provide expert advice, giving our clients the edge to excel. Custer Commercial, customized solutions for every stage of the commercial real estate process.
Fad diets, magic pills, people holding up pants. If you struggle with obesity, you've seen it all. Everything except results. At Piedmont Medical Center, we know there's no magic solution for weight loss, but there is a medical solution. Weight loss surgery can not only help you maintain a healthy weight, it can also ease conditions that help you from living a healthy, happy life. Find out if surgical weight loss is the solution for you. Go to PiedmontMedicalCenterWeightLoss.com. That's PiedmontMedicalCenterWeightLoss.com. Or click on the banner to register for a seminar.
On cold winter mornings and hot summer afternoons, we can beat the peak demand for electricity together. This is Mark Howie. Just go online to yorkelectric.net, sign up, and we'll let you know via email, text, or call when the demand is at its highest. All you do is turn off unnecessary lights and think twice before using your dishwasher, washing machine, or clothes dryer, and adjust your thermostat to use a little less heat or air during the beat the peak hours. At York Electric Co-op, we believe if we all cut back on energy use a little, we can make a big difference together.
Hey, from Famous Toastery in TKK, we want to thank you for your loyal patronage, and we're excited to announce that both Indian Land and Rock Hill Famous Toasteries are open and ready to serve you our delicious, always fresh breakfast and lunch, daily specials, and I could go on. You can be sure that each location of Famous Toastery is uniquely designed with the same great culture and experience that we're known for. We'll see you at Famous Toastery, where every server is your server. Carmen Miller and the Miller Realty Group understand that choosing the right home is just the beginning. Becoming part of a growing community, now that's where life happens. If you're looking for the right home, start with us. Our passion is helping you. Visit homesfortmill.com to see the most recent home listings and be sure to check out Carmen Miller's Talk of the Town, Carolinas, every Tuesday to discover even more reasons to love the Carolinas. Live where you love and love where you live. Carmen Miller Realty Group, welcome home. homesfortmill.com. Located in Fort Mill, the Kuester Companies continue to create value throughout the Carolinas. Our multidiscipline team with extensive project experience provide expert advice, giving our clients the edge to excel. Kuester Commercial, customized solutions for every stage of the commercial real estate process.
We now return to Close Up Fort Mill TKK. Once again, here's Patty Mercer.
We're back, and you're listening to Close Up Fort Mill TKK live from Famous Toastery. Of course, my guest today is Jason Hyatt. He is the executive director for the York County Library. Of course, we've talked a lot about the fact that education, technology, employees, volunteers, there's just this pairing that goes together. Friends of the Library.
Yes.
Now, tell me exactly who the friends are and what do they do.
The Friends of the Library are a 501c3 volunteer organization. They run a Friends Books on Main, a gently used and new bookstore on Main Street in Rock Hill. It's open in the latter half of each week. And they also sponsor all of our summer reading programs and performers. They also sponsor our back-to-school bash events, which we have two of those coming up in August. And the dates and details are all on our website at yclibrary.org.
Fantastic. I tell you that back-to-school stuff rolls around really, really fast. What are some of the things that they have planned to get kids, I guess? I know that they get them really excited for summer reading with some incentives and prizes. What does the back-to-school programs and bashes, what are they all about?
They'll have giveaways. They'll be able to get supplies, play games, win prizes. So it's kind of a festival atmosphere, and it's a really popular event.
You know what's great, too, is we have a lot of schools now in York County, and yet when you come to the library, you meet other students from other schools, and there's just there's a bond there when you're going through a program together, especially over the summer. Okay, I promised that we would talk about this T-Mobile hotspot, so let's go through what this program is all about.
Well, it launches on July 30th, and it's an opportunity for our patrons to check out a mobile hotspot so they can have Wi-Fi in their home. It's free of charge. You just have to be 18 or older and sign a user agreement, and it's yours to use. There's a content filter on there because they're provided through the library, but it's for people primarily who are in areas where they don't have access. Either they can't afford it or there's no provider in their area. So we're starting off at just a couple of branches where they can be checked out, and we hope this will be a successful program and can expand even further in the future. But we expect them to fly off the shelves starting on Monday.
I was about to say, okay, so you take this little device and you put it on your phone? Where do you put this thing?
You just plug it in and turn it on.
Computer the ability to go online?
Yep, it creates a Wi-Fi hotspot right wherever you're
wherever
plugged
you
in.
Wherever you are. If you have electricity.
Yes.
And you have a smart device of some sort.
And actually, that you can charge it, so you can take it outside. You know, if you're going to the beach and you need to have Wi-Fi, and
which all of us had this. This was like a common topic of conversation this summer. Well, I was on vacation and didn't have Wi-Fi.
Exactly.
Well, guess what? You didn't plan well enough because now you can.
You can get, you can get a couple hours of usage out of it without being plugged in and running down the battery. So, yeah, you can use it anywhere. And internet access is, it's really almost like a utility now. You think of it like power and light. And so students are expected to be able to do so much of their work online. And so we're really aiming this toward students and families that will be able to check it out and get the benefit of internet access at home.
And I see that you have up to 5 devices can be connected to the hotspot.
Yes.
So that would, if you are a family with, a family of 5, you got 2 parents and 3 kids, everybody's covered.
Everybody could be online at the same time, yes.
Who came up with this idea?
Well, it has been tried at a number of libraries around the country, and so it's something that was just presented to us as, hey, do you want to give it a try? And T-Mobile has a special government section that came to work with us. They were able to get us really great rates and coverage, and so the idea has been out there, but for us in York County, it is really kind of just grew out of what does the community need. We need a way to get more internet access to people.
Exactly. Especially as within York County, we do have a lot of rural homes and residents that just wouldn't have Wi-Fi any other way.
That's right. And this could help provide that for them.
So this was part of your budget, which was approved by the 10-member board and then York County Council.
Yes.
And you expect that they're going to fly off the shelf.
Yeah, we think they'll fly off the shelf starting Monday. We anticipate it being a very popular program.
So that tells me that in terms of members of the library using the internet and the computers in the library, that's a busy section.
That's a very busy section. We have a lot of people who depend on our library branches for their internet access, and so that's one of our key services that we provide is internet access and the hardware for it too. So if you don't have a computer, we have computers available for the public to use. So
that you can check
you
out.
You can sit down at our computer lab and do whatever you need to do. But this just expands our reach a little bit further.
And sometimes you even offer classes.
Yes.
Which, again, as we look at career pathing and some skills that are, maybe the skills that certain companies are looking for in terms of what you can do on a computer, you have the ability to learn right at your local library.
That's right. We have computer classes that will teach people how to use our databases, how to create resumes. We have some great teen programs that are based around robotics and coding and STEAM programs. So all of those buzzwords that you hear in education, those things are in the library as well.
I just think you don't really understand what's in the library until you either go to the website and start reading, but you don't have Wi-Fi, you're not going to do that. You just need to go.
Yeah, just go.
Walk in the door. I'm here.
And August is a great time to visit because our summer reading program winding down, so August is a little bit quieter. So for first-timers or if you just want to explore, it's a great time to come in and visit. Check on your library account, see if you've got fees, get a new card if you need a replacement card, take care of all of that stuff. So we're happy to have a little bit of a quiet period before the back-to-school madness starts.
And then there's a chance you walk in the library and you're going to see tutors, because
yes,
that's also a very safe place if you are looking to hire a tutor or someone to maybe provide a little extra help in a certain subject. I see a lot of that at the library
as well. Yes, a popular place for tutors to work with students.
How old do you have to be to get a library card?
Any age can get a library card.
Oh, really?
So from birth all the way to as old as you can get. you can get your library card for free.
As long as you're responsible.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's the idea anyway,
that's
right?
Yep, that's the idea.
And I understand at Lake Wylie, was it Lake Wylie that they had the contest for naming the lion? Was that at Lake Wylie?
The lion.
Leo.
Lake Wylie has a bear.
They have the bear.
They have the bear.
Okay. So the different, maybe it was a bear.
York has the lion.
Oh, the lion, yes.
And Clover has an owl.
Right.
So it's hard. I'm trying to keep track of where all the different animals are. So we hope that Fort Mill and our main library in Rock Hill will wind up with animals too. And then we
hopefully
can,
out front and not inside.
And not inside, that's
as
right.
As in rowdy people, right?
That's right.
Jason, always fun to have you here as my guest on Close Up. Jason Hyatt, the Executive Director for the York County Library. And thank you for being with us today on this edition of Close Up Fort Mill TKK, made possible every Tuesday and Thursday by our presenting sponsors, Piedmont Medical Center, you won't believe what's in your own backyard, Houston Commercial Real Estate for the Carolinas, Miller Realty Group, live where you love and love where you live. You can find today's interview on WRHI.com, Facebook, and Twitter. I'll see you next time.